quick preface for this episode, a quick little solo intro. I'm home in Chicago. Your boy P. Fitz is Robin. He is at home in Connecticut, Twin Towers, doing some work, working diligently. I just wanted to say this episode is very funny. We all had a little bit of the bubbly at a hotel room in downtown Chicago. We went to Revolution Saturday night and had a great time. But again, we had a little bit of the bubbly. And we had a very lively conversation. We were fresh off of the Saudi tour, which was abysmal. Absolutely abysmal. I couldn't even say at this point in time that I'm disappointed, because it's everything I expected it to be. Can anyone tell me who's leaking all this information to Dave Meltzer? Because my frustration is, why didn't the guy leak the fact that Goldberg was going to squash the Fiend? You know, like a heads up would have been nice. Is that too hard to ask for? Is that too much to ask for? You can't give us a heads up that the Fiend is going to get squashed, but you leak everything else? You leak all the other future plans? So whoever that jerk face is, I don't know. He needs to be done away with or something. But anyway, there are plenty of people, plenty of podcasts, plenty of social media, plenty of people online on Reddit and Twitter that are really dumping on WWE, and WWE deserves to be dumped on. And, you know, I think it's an interesting fact that The Fiend both won the title and lost the title at a bogus-ass Saudi show. It's just whack. Is really whack. But anyway, I just wanted to preface this episode saying, like, we had a little bit of fun. It's only about 15-20 minutes in length because we were rushing to enjoy the AEW Revolution show. And my God, JR, AEW Revolution was something out of this world. That show was absolutely fantastic. Excellent. Chef's kiss, that show. There were a few parts that went flat, a few parts that fell flat. Unfortunately, Nyla Rose and Statlander fell a little bit flat. I don't think that's any fault of their own, but how do you follow one of the best tag team matches ever televised? How do you follow that? How do you follow one of the best tag team matches ever televised in all of professional wrestling? At least in professional wrestling, in like this modern moment, this modern time frame, the amount of storytelling that occurred in that match alone warranted it being in the main event. Because that was the main event to me. I do love what Moxley put on with Jericho. I don't really have too much of a critique for that. I think I truly wish, in some way or another, that Moxley and Jericho weren't fighting for the World Heavyweight title in AEW. Because I still think, to me, that you still have two WWE guys, former WWE guys, headlining your show. But at the same time, this is two WWE guys who have completely reinvigorated themselves and reinvented themselves. I mean, they both took it to the next level. And Jericho, being 49, almost 50 years old, was just next level. He's still performing at a high level. And his character work is second to none. It is second to none. And Moxley, let's be real. Some people hated this a couple years ago. Moxley is Austin adjacent, for sure. And that's an interesting perspective. He's really doing the Stone Cold Steve Austin thing in a different way in this modern moment that's not been done before. I really, really enjoy the way Moxley looks right now. And that is something I wish he was able to do in WWE. But at the same time, it doesn't really matter. Because AEW is here. They are rocking. They are strong. And I'm so, so proud of what those men and women were able to put on Saturday night. So anyway, cheers to the working man. I'm going to let you finish the episode. And have a good night.
I'm not here to promote. I'm here to fight. Undertaker, you're here. I'm here. Let's do this!
Ruin my recording.
Hey, P Fitz.
Yo, can you hear me?
P Fitz, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I think I do hear you. I do hear you, brother. How's it going?
Brother, how you doing?
Good. Let me see. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can really put you on speaker here. All right, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. I hear you loud and clear, dude. Kirk is here. I'm here. You're here.
Let's do this.
The valet is here. She is not happy. a real quick sesh. Kirk just got here. The show already started. AEW Revolution here in Chicago, my hometown. We're at a hotel downtown, not too far away from the show. I think I saw a pre-show shit right now, right, Pat?
Yeah, I got it on right now. They're just going over the vignettes. Let me tell you, as always, AEW's production is on point. But how excited are you guys to go? I'm upset I couldn't join you this time.
We're very excited, man. We already cracked a little bit of the bubbly. Bottle's been cracked. We got about a third of it left to drink before we leave, man. But we're all here, man. Kirk, we're going to check in with the folks. Just John's here.
Cue my music.
Cue Kirk's music. He's got some shit
long
to say.
Long way to return.
Oh, the man is back.
I just need to get this off my chest. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed of myself for investing my time, my effort, my mind into the Fiend character and letting myself believe that WWE wouldn't screw this up. It's an abomination. I don't even have enough time to start. I'm so angry. William Goldberg, I'm coming after you.
Gil Goldberg, you're going down.
William H. Goldberg, I'm coming after you. I don't give a shit. And Jonathan Cena? I'm just tired of people no-selling the Fiend's appearance. What is he doing out there? And oh, yeah, there he is. He was terrifying for 4 months. And then Billiam, oh, no, I'm not worried about him. I know wrestling's fake. I'm just going to stand here. I talked to Vince already. I know I'm going to win. And then what are you doing, Bray? You're all dressed up like a clown pointing at the WrestleMania, like the circus sign. What am I doing with my life? What's the point? What's the point of all this?
He's not lying.
I am so upset.
He just turned me. Now I'm really pissed off. He just
fuck. Why invest your time?
WWE should just send us.
Terrible companies promoting three shows at once, and then just oh, all hail the Saudis. Well, yeah, that Elimination Chamber. Hey, look at Sheamus. That's big return, dropping all these video packages. Sheamus, Ricochet, why not me? He didn't even touch Brock. And I love Brock. And the worst part is, I watched the whole thing, and I felt nothing. Empty. Just apathy. And that's the worst feeling.
Well, it's no feeling at all. People get the better.
I feel nothing. I'm dead.
Kurt, I think emotions should be set, you know, so we can get WWE to send us the clown makeup for us believing in them. Because we're the real clowns for believing that they wouldn't fuck this up.
Send in the clowns.
Send in us.
They wondered why Doink wasn't revived, and it's because Doink is in all of us.
Doink is
all. Doink, Dink, Pink, Wink, Wonk, Willy Wonka. That's what we are. Kids in a candy factory, getting fat and dying in the fucking chocolate river. Or whatever. I never saw that stupid movie either. I'm done. I'm done. Cue my music.
He is not kidding, y'all. He is pissed. And he actually got me more pissed than I was already.
I know I was a little excited to see Big John back, but now after Kirk just painted that picture for me again, I'm not really excited to see Big John back.
I'm not really excited either, man. Like, I thought I was excited. And now I'm, like, really hating.
It's so lazy.
It's
just so cutting corners. John Cena versus Finn could have been awesome. What's wrong with letting Bray cut the promos that he's been cutting for the first 3-4 months of his character? No, he's just out there silently pointing at a sign, dressed as a clown in broad daylight.
Even the simplest thing that they could have done was just have the sign inside the Firefly Funhouse and have him point at it there. Like,
or
a picture
have,
of the sign.
Not the Fiend come out and have Bray Wyatt point at it.
That's what I mean. Like Bray needs to point at it, not Fiend.
Everyone needs to lose their fingers. I'm done with the sign pointing. I'm out again.
But he's not really. He's actually still very much still here. And I don't even know if I should really cover this. What the fuck is up with these Jabrons that don't want to attend AEW Revolution? I don't understand it, brother. I bought you tickets. I bought you and a guest ticket. We are with the life. We're busy folks. You just bought a house. A bunch of shit going on. And I can't get rid of these two tickets. I can't give them away.
Oh, my God.
Chicago, during C2E2, I can't give away AEW Revolution tickets. Meanwhile, Cody's all on the interwebs promoting this event like it's WrestleMania 1. Like it's the first WrestleMania. It's the biggest event AEW's ever going to produce and have. And I can't sell. I can't sell these fucking tickets. Meanwhile, Kurt Angle's on. Literally, Kurt Angle's just peeked on fucking Instagram eating spaghetti with scissors and arguing with his wife saying that he's enjoying retirement. With Baron Corbin retired. And what the fuck are you? Roman Reigns is gonna fight Goldberg for the fucking title.
Yeah, you beat the king. I mean, you get the universal title shot again.
Everything sucks.
WWE fucked us so hard for this WrestleMania.
AEW personally fucked me so hard. These tickets were expensive.
Partially that was my fault because I wasn't able to get a plane ticket in time where it wasn't astronomical.
It's not about you. It's tonight. It's about me. All right? Tonight is about me. I'm wearing a fucking Bray Wyatt gym shirt right now and I want to rip it off. But guess
what?
I can bring another shirt to the hotel so I can't wear another shirt. I'm stuck wearing my Bray Wyatt shirt who I'm pissed off at because it's Kurt. Kirk just pissed me off about Bray Wyatt. I was happy to wear your shirt tonight. Now I'm not. And I got two tickets I'm stuck with. Thank you, AEW and WWE. You know, fuck pro wrestling. How about that? Fuck it.
There's your Revolution preview.
Fuck pro.
The last podcast of RTV as we move on.
Pat, you need to make this positive again before we go.
New ventures.
You gotta make this positive again. This show is high. This show is really, really hot right now.
What time are you guys going over there? Because I see that it is packed. Holy shit.
The The valet says we're going to nap. Don't worry, those seats aren't going anywhere. I got 6 seats, bro. They're not going anywhere. No one's taking my seats. Trust that. If they do, I will sell it to them.
The real question is, did you all make me a sign so I could watch it in the crowd to see where I potentially should have been sitting?
You know what? Look for the only person in that entire arena wearing a green white shirt. I'm not hard to find. I'm wearing a white gym shirt. It's pink and black. You can't miss it.
Wearing a Virginia Tech shirt.
My girlfriend's wearing a Virginia Tech shirt because she went to Virginia Tech, which is Ooh. Where Hangman came from, right? So that's the thing.
Cowboy country. We got a little Hornswoggle cutout. We're going to pretend it's you.
Yeah, pretend it's me. Woo! A little bastard like me.
Exactly. Little horse swaggle cut out. Oh my god. I don't know. Not yet. Go ahead and finish that little bit of the bubbly. I bet Jericho will not disappoint that finisher. I bet he won't disappoint. No, I bet he won't disappoint at all if that we finish the finisher. I guarantee you. That elbow, I hate that elbow, man. I gotta be honest. How does Andrade do that every week? Right, and then not get the honor to do. And then exactly. And then Jericho does it, and it's like a killer. I just like all like this weird barrel chest, weird fat. I don't know. I love Jericho, and just I don't know. The move is just not for me. It's not for me.
John, I'm gonna.
You know what else is not for me? You wanna know what else is not for me, Pete Vince? You know what else is not for me right now? Is I don't like this idea of we're about to show some wine right now. I don't like the idea of Charlotte Flair going to NXT and besting Bianca Belair off of a natural selection.
Yeah. Terrible.
Great, but the natural selection, right? And then Rhea Ripley takes her sweet fuck coming down the and Bianca Belair gets her fucking because fucking Ripley can't time her entrance and entrance music and have situational awareness to figure out what the fuck she's doing. I don't respect that at all. I would appreciate it. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And I just didn't like the close of NXT.
There is a reason why the stocks fell so much.
What happened?
There is a reason why the stocks fell so much because the product fucking sucks right now. WWE stock fell by like 20% because they have completely ruined this build up to WrestleMania. WWE finally got good.
Let's take it to the people. Should we refund our Mania tickets? Should we just refund our entire Mania situation this year? Because we already bought the tickets. We have our tickets.
I already bought my flight. We got the B&B.
I mean, we got the Airbnb, the flight, the tickets, everything set up. Should we just refund the whole fucking thing? That's thousands of dollars, WWE. You hear us? Thousands of dollars. Yeah. All right, well, we gotta go.
Well,
Pat,
John,
you,
before
brother.
You leave, I'm gonna take a swig for the working man for
I'm
you.
I'm gonna take
high.
A swig for the working man for you, brother.
Sucks.
It does suck. I will add this to the edit. The edit will have critical Steve.
Bring it out.
Pat, I love you, brother.
Love you guys too. Suck. Have fun at the show.
Suck. You suck.
WWE and AEW, you both suck. Hot take.
I love you.
Impact all the way.
The valet says she loves Heyman Adam Page. She's a Hokie, right? And all you Hokies who are listening, none of you, you know what a Hokie is and what that
that's
means.
Some real cowboy shit. That's for real.
That is cowboy shit. Hokies are cowboy shit. Virginia Tech is cowboy shit in Blacksburg, Virginia. So, all right, brother. I love you. We'll check back in later. We're going to go to the AEW Revolution show. I'm going to have a whole lot of fucking leg room. We're over here smacking bags of wine, gulping them down, chasing our demons away because Bray Wyatt can't. Billiam can, but Bray Wyatt cannot. So,
Billiam Oldberg can get rid of all demons.
Billiam Oldberg. Billiam H. Oldberg. Where's Triple H with you, huh?
William took his H2.
Did William take his H2? I thought Triple H, like, hates Goldberg. Isn't that, like, a fact?
Yeah. Triple H also hated every single person that was a threat to him.
Oh, my fucking God.
Except for Michael. Have a nice night, guys.
We are chugging wine and dying right now. We have to get to this AEW Revolution show. We're going to have a tremendous amount of leg room. So you fucking jabrons don't want to pay the money to get a fucking ticket. I don't, you know what? I want to insult the base.
Namaste, idiots.
Namaste. Namaste. We're going to be set. Namaste. Usa. I'm calm. I'm relaxed. I'll talk to you guys later.
With a broken freaking neck.
With a broken freaking neck.
Okay,
all right, brother.
I'll talk to you all later, brothers.
You're here. Let's do
this.